Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Authorities in Ukraine say the death toll from a Russian missile attack that struck a popular restaurant in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk has risen to at least 9, including children. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As well as the deaths, well over 50 people were wounded in the attack in Kramatorsk on Tuesday evening. The Russian missile struck a local eatery frequented by journalists, aid workers and soldiers who use the city as a base for operations. The city lies only a few miles from the front line. At least 3 children are among the dead. Prosecutor General Andrei Kostin says the shelling occurred right when people had returned from work. Ukraine's state emergency service, as rescuers are continuing to clear rubble from the site and searching for more survivors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A member of Russia's parliament from President Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party denied Wednesday his country was hitting civilian infrastructure after that Russian missile attack that hit the crowded pizza restaurant in Kramatorsk. Speaking to Britain's Sky News, Evgeny Popov said his country was at war with NATO, but rejected claims that civilians and civilian infrastructure was being targeted in Ukraine.
Of course, unfortunately, civilians may be killed during this war in Russia, in Ukraine, in other territories. But if we're talking about attack on Kramatorsk, I can tell you again that Russian military not attacking civilian infrastructure.
Popov also said the situation in Russia was stable following the short-lived mutiny last weekend by the mercenary Wagner Group and its leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. He called the Wagner Group fighters heroes and Prigozhin a traitor. This is VOA News. Officials in France say a 17-year-old delivery driver was shot and killed by police in a Paris suburb. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The death unleashed tensions in the area between angry residents setting barricades on fire and police firing tear gas. Local prosecutors in the suburb say the police officer was detained on suspicion of manslaughter. They said the victim was wounded by a gunshot and died at the scene. Police are searching for another passenger who fled. Deadly use of firearms is less common in France than in the United States, and Tuesday's death drew national attention. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Armed men have abducted 14 state police officers in southern Mexico. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has details.
Federal and local forces have been deployed in the search for the 14 officers who were abducted on Tuesday. An official with the state police force says the agents were traveling to the capital of Chiapas in a personnel transport truck when they were intercepted by several trucks with gunmen. The official says there were also women in the truck, but they were released while the 14 men were taken away. Violence in the Mexican border region with Guatemala has escalated in recent months amid a territorial dispute between the Sinaloa cartel, which has dominated the area, and the Jalisco New Generation cartel. I'm Donna Water.
France's farm ministry said Wednesday it ended a wave of bird flu outbreaks that began in the country last month after culling 10 million birds from farms this season. France has been among countries worst affected by the unprecedented spread of avian influenza, commonly called bird flu, that has killed hundreds of millions of birds in the past. In the past 2 years, disrupting supply of poultry, meat, and eggs. Some 22 million birds were culled in France in 2021 and 22. Farm ministry officials say vaccination against bird flu will start in October and will be mandatory for all ducks across France, making it the first country in the world to launch a nationwide vaccination campaign. Taiwan is hosting the 74th World News Media Congress, a 3-day event in which about 1,000 media representatives from 57 countries will meet to discuss issues facing the industry. Primary topics in this year's conference, fake news and how to respond to it. Nobel Peace Prize-winning Filipino journalist Maria Ressa was a keynote speaker at the conference, which opened in Taipei. She said fake news is more than a nuisance. It's a threat to democracy.
Without facts, you can't have truth. Without truth, you can't have trust. Without these three, we don't have a shared reality. We cannot have democracy. Al Gore, who I spoke with a month or so ago, said that you cannot solve the climate crisis if you do not solve the democracy crisis. And that begins with the battle of facts, with our battle.